say? Can you verify this for me? I mean, some people here don't understand. I mean, what is soul?
Allora, adesso te lo dico io. Cos'è soul? Non importa come lo fai. Più alto possibile, meglio è. Pensavi di saperlo tutto. Nel suono giù nell'Atlantico. Col miglior ritmo su questo pianeta. Canta se vuoi, non ti sbaglierai. Accendi questa bomba. L'onda è il posto dove troverai questo ritmo. Sono nato nel sud.
Hello and welcome to Plague Tapes 10, coming to you on a Monday evening, nighttime by the time it gets to you. This has been, I'll tell you, one very strange, weird day, and so I don't think there's going to be a lot of chat out of me, but the whole thing got very real because I just had a Skype conversation with my mom. She's 80, soon to be 89, and she was hooked up to an oxygen machine, and she is going to be tested today for C19, and she's living in a nursing home. So my head is totally scrambled. That's where my head is at, and that's where this Plague Tapes 9 is coming to you from. That's the space. So today I just did what I normally do, which is put together music, and it's kind of all over the place, and that's what you're going to hear. We will be doing an update later on though, because this is important, this service, this public broadcasting, and keeping you with the information and the facts, and that's where Andrew comes in. So we'll be doing that later on. I don't really know what else to say to you. I'm in a heap basically, but anyway, let's start with some music. I can't even remember. Oh yeah, it starts with a band that I love, the Beta Band. Whatever happened to them? They were great.
Thank you. hard for me. Drifting around my own head, falling around for me. You won't cry for me. Drifting around my own head, falling around for me. Sitting in a tunnel watching other people going.
about my mother.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the Yellow Magic Orchestra getting remixed by somebody. It was some sort of mellow mix, anyway, that kind of happened at the end. We started off with the Beta Band, and I think the song is called Broke. And what was sandwiched in between those two? God, I have no idea. Do we not have any idea what's going on, really? The track listing will help you out in that situation. Beta Band. Oh yeah, of course, it was The Amazing, Tricky, and Aftermath, which is barely a track at all. And the reason why I'm listening to that is because I'm reading Mark Fisher, Ghosts of My Life, and he goes on about that. So that's what's why that was there. And I'm just going like, that's pretty amazing stuff. And actually, also, I must play the version of Karma Coma. I'm going to play that off it too. Okay, next set I think is definitely going to have, well, we're going to start off with a little bit of Nick, because sometimes that's what you want to hear. And I think that's why, when all this stress and drama about my poor sick mother was going on, I was looking for songs like this. And I think there's also a bit of John Martin here, which is also about me ma'am. Me ma. No surprises there. Anyway, Nick, take it away.
Betty came by on her way, said she had a word to say about things today. Said she hadn't heard the news, hadn't had the time to choose a way to lose, but she believes. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I the plan for light of time. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows and all night shows in summertime. Betty said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure, for when she thought of summer rain calling for her mind again, lost the pain and stayed for love. Gonna see the river man, gonna tell him all I can about the band. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they come and go. Oh, how they come and go.
stuck by this river, you and I, underneath the sky that's ever falling down, 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 ever falling down. Through the day, as if on an ocean, waiting here, always failing to remember why we came. I wonder why we came.
That's the wonderful Brian Eno and By This River. Before that we had John Martin with Couldn't Love You More, and I think we started off with Riverman from Nick Drake. So that's what we've heard so far. You're listening to Plague Takes 10. This show was kind of put together with my head being a bit scrambled and me hearing that my mother was about to be tested for COVID-19. So though I think that's got something to do with some of the tunes that we're hearing. I definitely know Couldn't Love You More is really all about her, and I'm hoping that she's gonna pull through and fight it. That's it. And I think one of the things, the next tune is obviously about her enabling me to be me, because it's a funk classic, but it's a cover version of an original Sly and the Family Stone song, but it's from Shango Funk, and it's all with Africa Bambaataa and their version of I Wanna Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again.
This is for the universal world. Get down.
I'm gonna say.
Looking at the blow.
Yeah. so bad, can't even get mad at you. What a thing, you really swing, and I feel so good, that's true. You're such a gun, make my lungs sigh, breathing in the air. Through loving you, I really know, child, just how much I care.
to life a vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture. Always, every time.
Yes, the masterful Prince. And every year when it gets into April, I remember him because he died in April and he used to have a song called Sometimes It Snows in April. Yeah, I love the way that song builds to a crescendo. That was on vinyl and all the better for it. Before that, we had Virgin Suicides, Playground Love from Air. And we had Give Me Your Love from the Superfly soundtrack of Curtis Mayfield. We'll have more Curtis Mayfield coming up. And we also had, yeah, Africa Bombata. We started that all off with Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. You listen to Plague Tapes 10. It's going out Monday. It feels like this is going on for quite some time. And it feels very real today for me. For obvious reasons, so I can't really think of what else to say. I hope you're all looking after each other and being nice to each other, because that's how we get through things. I had a moment where I thought I wasn't being nice and I apologized for that, and I think that worked out well. I think it was a little moment of personal growth for me. And I just want you to know that that's still happening, even though my age is certainly advanced, you might call it. What's the next track? Oh yeah, the next track is Curtis Mayfield. I said there was going to be more Curtis Mayfield, and there is. This is a track that I like a lot, and I think it's like Can't Say Nothing, I think is what the track called. Stick around, we'll have Andrew coming up, and the music is always good, no matter about what the doctor is actually saying. The music is always good. I can be a complete mess and a jabbering fool, but the music is good. That's one thing you can be guaranteed, and Andrew will come up with the news later on.
Long, 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 long Thank you.
plenty of surface noise there. That was Explosions in the Sky with Be Comfortable Creature. Before that we had Japan with Quiet Life, we had Moody Man with Mahogany, and we had Curtis Mayfield to start off with Nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N apostrophe to say. And I don't really have a lot to say, but I do know a man who does have stuff to say, so trigger warning. Da-da-da-da. This is the news part. So the man who looks at all the charts and sifts through what's going on and what's real and unreal in the surreal world that we're living through in the plague days. So I'm going to try and get Andrew up to tell you what's going on now.
I'm slightly underprepared today. I just had a look at the latest numbers before I came up. Either 291 or 294, which is a fairly big leap on yesterday. But in fact, it's less than the day before. And as people who are following this will know, the big concern yesterday was the testing numbers were down. I think at this stage they probably were, to be honest. I haven't seen testing numbers for today. Haven't been released as far as I can tell as usual. But that would put us on an increase of about 11%. So we'd still be doing much better than that 33% figure.
Good.
So I'm hoping today saw a return to standard testing. All sorts of weird stuff going on around the testing. I think they've lost some results, for instance. I've heard a couple of people who've kind of waiting 12 plus days. I suspect that's what's happened there. Those sort of things are probably bound to happen. The HSE loses stuff at the best of times. So you can imagine under the current situation, that's more likely.
Do we know if there's people is there relief for testers, or is it just the same people are doing all these tests? Because
I would imagine there's a lot of people working 12-hour days, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
But from everything from the testing to the wards and everything else, it's one of the problems. People just start getting completely exhausted. They have been training people in. I'm kind of thinking that because we started reacting to this stuff a little bit ahead of other places, they possibly had the time to maybe get a few extra people in.
Yeah.
Same in terms of the hospitals, which will make it easier. But it's obviously extremely difficult for the people that are doing that, because there's a lot of pressure. From my quick glance at it, numbers aren't dreadful. 8 more deaths appear to be, again, mostly that from the age group. They're mostly coming out of the nursing homes again, so that's the big issue that's happening at the moment. The other stuff...
Even in testing and nursing homes, I'm hearing that it takes 5 days, even if...
Yeah, that seems to be the fastest turn.
The fastest turnaround.
Unless you're, like, I think
days.
If you're a hospital worker,
yeah,
does much faster turnarounds for obvious reasons, because you have to isolate, so you want to get those people back on as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, realistically, you know, the test isn't that quick. It takes a while to do. It has to be transported to a testing centre, you know, so...
Yeah.
It's not for being bad as such. It's just it takes time.
That's what I was saying about, people are obviously working their arses off, but it's just difficult all round for people.
Yeah. And they've done an incredible job of scaling up numbers, you know, and in terms of their ambition to do that. I think it's easy... You know, people are.
Yeah.
I can see a lot of people being angry with it.
Yeah.
But I can sort of see, in terms of the work that's been done, it is also quite impressive. I think you need to balance those two things out.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to mention is, I've actually spent a fair bit of today looking at South Korea. I've said this a few times already, that it's probably the place to look at in terms of how things could work, particularly because they did have the problem that it initially got out of hand, went to, you know, they had 8,000 cases at peak, they had 800 people died on that peak day.
Nice.
And now they're down to somewhere between 60 and 100 a day. It's very new cases a day, so like a tenth of what it was, rather than keep going up.
Yeah.
In terms of where we are
so
at the moment...
So they're a good model for flattening the curve.
Yeah, and they're also interesting because... In terms of where we are now, with this is not leaving your house for 2 weeks stuff, which everybody is hopefully observing as far as, you know, as far as possible, they've got much more relaxed than that, right? So I think they're still in the situation where stuff like gyms and things are shut. But as far as I can understand, you know, the restaurants are open, you know, there's even bars open and stuff.
Okay.
And what they've got is this very fast... testing and contact tracing, methodology using smartphones as part of it, and then quarantine for anybody new arriving in the country.
Okay.
You know, so they've got quite a sophisticated system set up that actually for now, for it's about 22 days now since that peak, and they've managed to contain it so that there'll be new outbreaks, but they find those really quickly, isolate
can
them.
Can react quickly to
so
it.
They don't go yeah. up, they just keep bouncing it, you know, 60 new cases, 80 new cases, like that sort of thing.
It's like having a SWAT team for a specific...
Yeah, and they've sort of been doing that long enough now that you're going on, okay, well, that looks like that's actually sustainable, you know, and can probably they can improve a bit on what they're doing, probably not massively, you know. So again, you're trying to do that until there's a vaccine, and a vaccine 18 months is the sort of period we're looking at it.
Yeah.
But I definitely think that the sort of model is a really good long video, which is an interview with the Korean epidemiologist that headed up the SARS intervention in 2013.
Good. Where's that now? Now put it in the links.
It's got put it in the links. It's got a terrible clickbaity title. It's and it's some young fella interviewing him. So it's very much I think I don't recognise the guy. I suspect he's one of these YouTube influencers.
Right.
Because the doctor sort of says to him at one point, "Oh, your video will be seen all over the world." So it's subtitled, but stick with the subtitles, guys. It's brilliant. Like, it's a really good explainer of how transmission happens, stuff around masks, how the testing system works, how the quarantine system works. And the guy's kind of darkly funny, you know, in a way that's actually quite entertaining, as you get to like him quite a lot.
Is that the bit where he talks about kids going down to Gangnam and having parties?
Okay. Yes. There is a funny bit where they're talking about how normal is life at the moment, and he's sort of giving out without really scolding about you know, younger people going to clubs in Gangnam and hanging out far too close together and dancing and drinking, and you know,
he disapproves,
but not in a super scoldy way. So
right.
You know, I think it's quite encouraging in terms of both they got the numbers up and then they got them back down again, and there's quite a level of normal stuff. Like, for instance, all the colleges are still functioning.
Okay.
They haven't shut down the colleges, you know.
That's good.
Also, the thing with Korea, I'd heard about this, you know, that a lot of the cases had spread through a particular evangelical church.
Yeah.
They've had 9,000 cases. Over 5,000 of those were through that church. So that's a real...
Wow.
There really was an explosion in that
one
sort of thing.
One specific place.
Yeah, so at once. Yeah. But, so that's another aspect.
Dominic Cummins has it.
Apparently so.
Okay.
I mean, like, the whole British government seems to be covered with it.
Apparently.
Apparently so as well. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I mean, it's around us now. That's the, you know.
Definitely feels like it's closing in.
Yeah. That's the situation we're in. You know, our numbers aren't terrible at all. You know, we don't really know the testing, but you know, the rate of increase isn't terrible. I think, looking across the water where they've followed a different, much slower track, I think we're going to really see that a differentiation there. We'll be really glad we moved faster. It's always possible to have moved faster, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know, like, we possibly have the sort of numbers that we can actually do that sort of South Korean style stuff, because the problem is if you got up to super huge numbers, it no longer becomes possible. You know, you're then in a much harder situation. So
it's a tsunami. I'm glad we didn't get to that stage yet.
Not yet. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. Okay, this is the bit where we should have a joke, but we don't have any jokes.
Exactly.
So we're going to play a song. I mean, I might play Gangnam Style, actually.
It would kind of fit.
Yeah, I might fit. And I'll find that at the end. It'd be perfect. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
See
Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 성숙해 보이지만 볼 땐 노는 여자. 이때다 싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자. 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자. 그런 감각적인 여자. 나는 선어해. 점잖아 보이지만 놀 땐 노는 선어해. 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버려. 사상이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해. 그런 선어해.
Gangnam Style. Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 너는 사나이, 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 사나이, 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 사나이, 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 사나이, 그런 사나이. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey. 그래 바로 너, hey. 지금부터 몇 때까지 가볼까.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일.
싶으면 묶었던 머리 푸는 여자, 가렸지만 웬만한 노출보다 야한 여자, 그런 감각적인 여자. 너는 선어해, 점잖아 보이지만 놀 때 노는 선어해, 내가 되면 완전 미쳐버리는 선어해, 근육보다 사성이 울퉁불퉁한 선어해, 그런 선어해.
오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오, 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 오빤 강남 스타일. 강남 스타일. 오, 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 오빤 강남 스타일. Baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. 비는 놈, 그 위에 나는 놈. Baby, baby, 나는 뭘 좀 아는 놈. You know what I'm saying?
오빤 강남 스타일.
소리 질러!
오빤 강남 스타일.